You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 5 minutes past the hour, we have a man who claims he doesn't need to eat food, that he gets all the minerals and vitamins he needs to survive. We'll talk about how he does that. We'll also talk about how, this is crazy, there is a female masturbation app that is out. I guess everybody wants to make money, and it's launched to attempt to teach women how to, quote-unquote, have fun. I'll pass on that one. And then I guess, according to Fox News, black is the new green. There are some surprising superfoods that aren't green in color that could be pretty healthy, right? Not to mention we got tons of other top medical news that we need to get to, as well as any other breaking news. So stay tuned. We got a very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember last week I talked to you guys about the white vegetables? How don't forget about potatoes. Don't forget about certain roots type vegetables, because just because they aren't green doesn't mean they aren't healthy. Some of you probably were like, well, duh, no duh. But for a lot of us, we've been so ingrained to go for the greens and go for the bright foods that we do skip over more lighter foods, right? I saw that with the apricots. Everybody was going towards a more vibrant peaches, etc. Yet there were little apricots sitting there. Just because they're blander in color doesn't mean they aren't as healthy. Well, black foods, from what we understand, have more antioxidants than light-colored food because of their high pigment content. This is according to Cy Lee, professor of food chemistry at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. So, for example, black rice. They say black rice is even better than brown rice. They say there's more vitamin E, and it helps boost the immune system, protect cells from free radical damage. They also say because of the darkness, they have more anthocyanin. Now, anthocyanin antioxidants, remember we talked about blueberries and how those help with memory, your glycemic load. Black rice have more of those antioxidant anthocyanins than blueberries, according to a study from Louisiana State University Agricultural Center. Now, black lentils. Ugh. These legumes, they say, are loaded with iron. One cup has about 8 milligrams, which is half of your daily requirement. And they also have a lot of fiber, which could help your cholesterol, help your immune system, and help you poop. Pretty important stuff, according from the University of Illinois study. Then we got the blackberries. I love blackberries. What I like to do, one of my favorite desserts, is I get some strawberries, I get some raspberries, I get some blackberries, I get some low-fat Cool Whip, I throw it on top, boom, yummy stuff. Blackberries, they got the polyphenols. Blackberries are supposed to help reduce cognitive decline, just like blueberries. They're supposed to help clean up cells that impair brain function. All right, and they also have a lot of fiber. They say 8 grams of fiber are in one cup of blackberries. That's about 8 of the 25 grams that you need. Then black beans. All right, those, they really can give you gas, but they say that the bioflavonoids help protect against cancer, according to Cornell University research. And then we got black soybeans. Not as much farty as the other one, but I guess they are supposed to be more vitaminous than edamames. Now, Korean study found that eating black soybeans could help reduce the risk of thrombosis, which basically is blood clotting. So eating black soybeans could help prevent blood clots. Now, whenever we have something that helps prevent blood clots, the next question is, well, then does that mean it's going to help you bleed more? Not necessarily. Just because something is stopping you from forming clots doesn't necessarily mean it goes the other way where you just bleed. You could have something that just does good out there. You do. Okay, I just don't know what a black soybean tastes like. They say all soybean oil contains alpha-linolenic acid, which is a type of omega-3 found to reduce heart disease. Then, if you thought any of this stuff was scrumptious, you top it off with a spot of black tea. Okay, they say green and white teas get a lot of, shall we say, publicity, but they say black tea has its perks. There's the A-flavins, theaflavins, antioxidants. I don't know what those are. Sorry, I missed that day in medical school. According to Rutgers University, the black tea can help improve muscle soreness after intense working, and drinking black tea could lower your risk of having a heart attack. So those are black foods. Now, for me, I sometimes love the deepest, richest, chocolatey, dark chocolate I could find. Now, remember, dark chocolate. I mean, we're talking really dark chocolate. Those, the darker, the better. For me, though, I can't have 97% cocoa. I can't do that. I really need some milk in it. I just need milk chocolate. That's just me. When it comes to, I know. I like to, listen, I'm allowed to talk about chocolate. I like chocolate, but I like milk chocolate. I do. I used to like dark chocolate, not as much. I mean, if I'm going to waste any calories or any carbs or any Weight Watcher points on chocolate, then to me, it better be a nice, creamy, yummy type of chocolate. Don't be sticking any almonds in there. Don't be sticking any peanuts. No caramel. No Krispies. I just want chocolate. Let me sink my teeth into it. I'm allowed, right? I get PMS once a month. The chocolate raises your serotonin and makes it feel good. It's a happy food. It's a comfort food. Hostess isn't stocking the shelves fast enough now that they've, been reorganized. And I need my comfort food. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm going to talk about the study that we didn't get to in the first hour on these kids and being bullied and why kid bullying could be within siblings, brother and sisters kind of beating up on you. Why those, that was possibly more scarring than anything you could have dealt with at school. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening at Talk Superstation on XM Satellite and all the affiliates out there. I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much. So this is kind of interesting. Rob Reinhart, okay, says he hasn't eaten three solid meals a day in months because he claims he has the secret to good health, okay? He said he wanted to revolutionize his life, according to Fox News, when he created what he says is a formula that gives his body the exact amount of vitamins and nutrients it needs to survive, okay? Apparently, he's 24 years old. He said he made Soylent, which is a drink mixture of vitamins. I see a commercial coming on. A drink mixture of vitamins and minerals that include calcium, potassium, zinc, vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and K. He said, I was tired of eating poorly and wondered why it had to be different to obtain healthy food. I started seeing food on a biochemical level and developed a new form that is much more efficient and scalable. So rather than eating pizza, burger, and other foods, his Soylent formula, I guess he swapped that with the Soylent, and says he has begun to enjoy food for the first time and has learned how to eat for pleasure instead of greed. He uses his Soylent for 90% of his meals, said he believed this formula could be the ideal replacement for unhealthy fast food. Now, they say, do not confuse this with the 1973 sci-fi film Soylent Green. in which I guess the population lives off rations. Okay, he says his formula, though, can actually be used for rations as well. Okay, so let's just stop for a second here. Okay, all right. First of all, swapping out fast food is good. I'll give you that. I think that's great. Number two, coming up with some sort of a meal supplement that could help our world hunger crisis, again, I love. I think that's wonderful. Okay? However, if you do have the ability to eat actual food, I believe there's a little bit more to that than just vitamin A, B, C, D, E, and K. All right? I get that we want to, as a population, think that scientists have it all figured out. And that whatever you're getting in your Centrum Silver, I just had a birthday, I'm about to take Centrum Silver. All right, whatever we're getting in our Centrum or our Centrum Silver is enough vitamins, right? And that, no. Okay? You see, whenever I look at science, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. There is so much to a piece of fruit. There is so much to a piece of meat that we don't know. There's healthy fats. There's bad fats. There's healthy vitamins. There's fiber. There's a variety of things. Remember, I mean, a 24-year-old is going to have good metabolism no matter what. Now, mind you, if he developed this, and this could help save people who are in third world countries only eating rice and malnourished that are able to get some nutrients, bravo. This guy is going to be a lifesaver. I think that's phenomenal. But to swap regular food, I have an issue. Now, the reason why I never have a problem with all supplements is because some of them do make sense. Like, for example, Juice Plus. When I kind of discovered Juice Plus, and again, they're not a sponsor. I'm not doing a commercial for them by any means. But when they said they took actual vegetables and ground them down into a powder, okay, to me, that's a heck of a lot closer than trying to synthetically recreate a vitamin that's supposed to be like a vegetable. Okay, you know, protein powder. If you're telling me that protein powder is coming from a steak, that you are dehydrating that steak and then, you know, pulverizing it, to me that makes more sense than you doing, you know, a copycat form of the protein or the vitamins in the lab, right? And then making a vitamin out of it. Okay? And just like juicing. For those of you that can't stand the vegetables, but you throw vegetables in a juice, you'll add some milk or yogurt, some, you know, a little bit of a sweetener to it, and you make yourself, I'm totally happy with that. I don't mind if you drink your meals, as long as it's a meal, okay? You know, but going to get Ovaltine or something like that, even though we used Ovaltine for our kids when we thought they weren't getting vitamins, there's a lot of other crap in there. So, in fact, one of the things I blame myself for, I have two kids. One, he never really has to deal with obesity or issues. The other one always has to struggle with his weight. And the one thing I think I made a big mistake as a mom is I went to the supplements for my kid. What had happened was my kid was very, very skinny and he wouldn't eat. So I went to Ovaltine. One of my other friends did it. Some people in the medical community had suggested it. So I would make him chocolate milk with Ovaltine. Now, he didn't get sick as much, right? He started to put on weight. But something I think happened such that now, no matter how little he eats, he's always overweight. Something might have, you know, kind of manipulated his metabolism back then or caused him to start having fat cells. Yet the other kid, who was actually a chubbier baby, who I thought would have the obesity problem, I never gave the Ovaltine to, and he's always slim. So, I mean, I'm wondering if I did harm with these. That's why I always kind of step back and go, look, try to get the natural food into these kids, into grown-ups, etc. I understand if every now and then you want to do a supplement with Boost, right, or you want to do a slim fast shake. I understand substituting a little bit, but make sure overall, day to day, you're getting the vitamins you need and actually sinking your teeth into some regular food. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. Venezuela's Congress is thinking about legislation this week that will prohibit bottle feeding in infants. We're talking a law against bottle feeding to try to encourage breastfeeding and reduce the use of baby formula. This is according to a lawmaker of the ruling Socialist Party. Legislator Odalis Monzon said the proposal would prohibit all types of baby bottles in a way to improve child's health. We want to increase the love between mother and child because this has been lost as a result of these transnational companies selling formula. Let me tell you right now, I panicked when I didn't make enough milk, and I panicked that I would have to bottle feed and that I would lose my baby's love. And I panicked that because I worked and, you know, daddy had to share some responsibilities and we needed to have babysitting and we did daycare. No, your kids love their mama. They'll love their mama. You're their mama. As long as during the waking hours you're spending good cuddly time, even during the night hours singing to them, okay, you know, I don't think the breastfeeding thing is all that necessary in terms of love. Now, in terms of health, I did breastfeed. You know, as long as you can breastfeed your kids and you don't get bit by their teeth, I don't mind you breastfeeding or using breast milk. By the time the kids start going to preschool, though, it may be more convenient for them to actually drink from a sippy cup. But, you know, breast milk has a lot of, is phenomenal. I mean, again, nature made it. That's what God intended us to feed our kids with until they could start eating regular food. Once the kids can start eating regular food, no, I don't think you have to breastfeed as much anymore. Although, you know, I understand a woman's choice and a kid's choice if that's what they want. But in terms of a country mandating it, I mean, then I would be jailed. I was not able to make the milk. I wasn't. I dried up. I did the best I could. That's pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess New York-based designer Tina Gong has created a masturbating app, a game called Happy Playtime. It seeks to rebrand the entire concept of female masturbation through education, games, and cartoons. I guess she tries to teach women the female anatomy and give them thoughtful and fun lessons on self-session techniques. I guess where there's a demand, there's going to be a supply, my guess. So they teach, I guess, certain techniques and demonstration, and I guess, I don't know how much the app costs. I don't really understand. She already is planning a portable vibrator to work alongside with the app. Knowing what we know about cell phones and smartphones and the amount of bacteria they carry, I don't even want to think where this can actually go. But, I mean, you got to give her some credit for her entrepreneurship. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, doctors able to print body parts using 3D printing, some more cool stuff, and a new way that cancer spreads. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. Listen up. How many of us need an act of Congress to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So scientists discover that healthy cells will follow diseased cells around the body. It's called a mechanism called chase and run. And if they could figure this mechanism out, they may be able to find a cure for cancer. Now, this breakthrough, I guess they think, could help researchers at the University of College in London that'll figure out how to maybe use these cells to block the bad ones, keep them in place, chase those suckers down. Now, that would be a fun app. You having the good cells, like the tumor necrosis factor, go after like a Pac-Man the cancer cells. To me, that's brilliant. Now, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to cancer, but where we die a lot of times is the cancer spreading malignantly and metastasizingly to other parts of the body, including the brain. All right? Us having cancer in one place could, yes, be extremely devastating. But a lot of times that's not what kills us. What kills us, God forbid, are those cells going to places elsewhere. All right? If we could stop the spread and then deal with the head tumor straight on, either by cutting the sucker out or radiating it, etc., that gives us a better way to fight cancer. Now, this study was published in Nature Cell Biology. They used two types of embryonic cells to kind of simulate the roles of cancerous and healthy ones. I guess everybody had a script, and they had to do what they were supposed to. The key to the findings was ascertained why cancerous cells attach themselves to healthy cells in the first place. So scientists mimicked what happens by using these comparable types of cells, observing their behavior. Now, they used frog and zebrafish embryos. And I guess the researchers are confident the process in which the cancer cells attach to healthy ones in order to migrate in humans works the same way. Now, I guess they are, they don't give us too many details of what they found with the study, etc. But I believe our body was designed to fight a lot. And once something gets overwhelming, we can't handle it, okay? Remember we talked about tumor necrosis factor. Now, I know there's many new cells that have been discovered and things that they have found. They even found a new body part in the eye. I mean, there's new things being found all the time. But the way I learned it back in medical school is you add something that would circulate around the body, and it would find a cell that went rogue. Once it finds a cell that goes rogue, it squashes it. It kills it. You have these scavengers in your body keeping an eye on things. Unfortunately, sometimes the scale gets tipped. And when the scale gets tipped and the body is overwhelmed, it can't handle it. It's just like a fire. Okay, if you're looking for the fire, if you got enough people looking for fires, as soon as the fire comes on, boom, you could squash it. But if you're distracted by something else, or everybody is on, I don't know, a break, lunch break, let's say, okay, or people are down for the count because they're sick, and you don't have as many scavengers, when those fires start to creep up, you don't have enough people to try to fight it, eventually the fire takes over. That's how I kind of look at it. That's my analogy. All right, well, we need to figure out how to recruit the other cells. We need to figure out how to notify the system to wake everybody up or have them come back from their union break or whatever, so to speak, and then get everybody to do what they need to in terms of these cells. And that could possibly be a very interesting approach. Right now, the different approaches to cancer is cutting it out, is radiating the area, or these chemotherapies. These chemotherapies booby trap, cause cells to do these kamikaze missions, etc. There's a variety of different ways that chemotherapy works, and we've talked about that. Unfortunately, other cells can get hurt in the crossfire. But recruiting your cells or your healthy cells to do what they're supposed to, because keep in mind, we have a lot of cells in our body that fight infection, even your white blood cells, your macrophages, etc. These are things that know how to fight infection. Being able to recruit them is, I think, going to be the wave of the future in cancer research. I love it. Keep going, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So scientists are now able to print entire body parts, such as ears and noses. Remember trachea? Using 3D printers. I don't know how much the toner costs. I don't even want to go there. All right? They say that, and I'm looking at pictures, it's amazing. Replacement ears are constructed with materials that have kind of like an unnatural styrofoam-like consistency. Surgeons may build ears from patients' harvested rib, but that could be pretty painful. Now what they're doing is they're using 3D printing to scaffold, to use a scaffold and then grow human cells on this scaffold. All right? They think they could later grow whole organs and lungs. Now, remember what I told you. The issue with the ear and the trachea is these things had a function, but they didn't have a juicy function. A trachea, or your windpipe, okay, the breathing tube, has to sit there and be able to allow air. It has to be a conduit. That's very easy now for them to print up and do because it doesn't have to sense hormones. It doesn't have to sense things. It just has to be. Same thing with ears. Okay? The outer ear just needs to be, have a formation. We're not talking about the 3D printer making the stapedius and the little inner ear type of workings, eardrum, etc. All right? But we have an organ shortage, and we need to figure out how to make organs. All right? There's a chance that the heart could be easier to make than the liver, because the heart has to pump. The heart has to do something mechanical. It has to listen to signals, so that's going to be the trick. It has to be able to, if it has its own way to conduct the electricity and have its electrical charge, they could do it. The liver, the pancreas, these are juicy organs. These are juicy organs that have functions. They have to glean and filter and screen and pump stuff out, like kidneys, all right, et cetera. Pancreases have to shoot out insulin. That may be a little bit more difficult to recreate on a computer. But the fact that I'm looking right now at a scaffolded ear, this is way cool. Now, they're also working on experimental bladders, all right, using bladder tissue and growing it. Remember I told you one of my favorite studies I reported on was how a woman in England was having arthritis issues. She was ready for a knee replacement. They decided to take a piece of the cartilage that was left in the bone, grow it in a lab, make a big meteor piece, throw it back in her knee. That is the wave of the future. That was one of, because I talked to you guys about millions of breakthroughs and millions of development. To me, that makes the most sense. And because it's your body's cartilage, your body won't reject it. Okay? We could do amazing things now with immunosuppression and having your bodies take on other people's organs. But if you could grow your own organ and do an autologous or autologous type of transplant, that's going to be the safest form. You won't reject it. So, hopefully we'll have facilities where we donate our cells. They use those cells. Many of you asked me about, storing cord blood. I'm a huge fan of that. Huge fan of storing cord blood. I do understand it's expensive. I do. And many of us gave birth to kids before we had the chance to collect stored blood. So, you could pull out a tooth. There's stem cells on the tooth, et cetera. But there are other ways for them to get stem cells from the bone marrow, et cetera. So by then, I'm hoping they'll have less painful ways and easier ways to get some of these stem cells that we could then hold, harvest, and then grow into anything we need. Pretty cool stuff. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess an investigation is underway now, according to Mail Online, after a TSA officer allegedly verbally abused one of the 15-year-old girls that I guess was going through security. Apparently, she was going through security at LAX, and the TSA officer told her to cover herself up. Okay? Apparently, she was wearing skimpy clothing. The father of the 15-year-old girl is not named, but he blogged about the incident yesterday, in which he expressed his horror that his daughter was humiliated and shamed by the officer. He also posted a picture of what his daughter was wearing at the time, a pair of long black leggings and a tank top with a shirt over it. Now, I guess she was traveling with a group of high school students on a college tour when the agent allegedly verbally abused her. She texted her father, editor-in-chief of Make Magazine, Mark Freidenfelder, afterwards to tell him what had happened, and she said she was shaken up. I thought he was going to be unnamed. He wrote on his blog, Boing Boing, she was at the station where the TSA checks IDs. She said the officer was glaring at her and mumbling. She said, excuse me. He said, excuse me, you're only 15. Cover yourself, in a hostile tone. She said she was shaken up by his abusive manner. Now, so the TSA is being investigated. This is just, you know, one of the slew of things that the TSA gets a bad rap for. But, you know, what I want to know is, if you do see a kid that is dressed inappropriately, okay, do we mind our own business? Or are we allowed to, as an elder, look at them and go, dude, don't you wanna cover up a little bit? It's interesting. I see 13-year-old girls, unfortunately. I don't even realize they're 13. And you're like, what? Why are you wearing that? I mean, I see them at temple and church. Dressed in the shortest of skirts. And I just don't get it. I don't get it. And, like, where are the parents? And maybe society. Doesn't it take a village to raise a kid, right? Isn't that how the saying goes? Okay, maybe we as a society, if somebody does dress poorly, say something. Now, before we go into bullying, I can't tell you how many strangers throughout my life have whispered to me as I would walk by that what I was wearing was outdated, it's not even Christmas anymore. I remember I was wearing an outfit. I was kind of, at a speaking engagement. I was wearing some Uggs with a cute dress. It was January, and somebody gave me crap that it wasn't Christmas. And I was wearing a dress that had, pink, red flowers on a black background. He was giving me crap about that. But you want to know what? I'm so sensitive, I've never worn that outfit after Christmas now. I didn't realize it didn't look Christmassy to me. All right? But I've been getting pointers. I remember I dyed my hair blonde, but I did it myself. I must have missed a patch. And somebody at a bowling alley, as they walked by, saying, you call that a dye job? I'm like, what am I missing? I didn't see it. I couldn't see that I missed a patch. So, there's been some pretty mean things said to me about certain things, but I got to tell you, a part of me welcomed the criticism because then I could fix it. I mean, if nobody tells you that you got something in your teeth, okay, you're not going to fix it. Maybe some of these kids that are dressing a little hoochie mama-ish, and I don't know, she didn't look hoochie mama-ish in the picture, but, I mean, for somebody to say something, something might have not been right. And if somebody is doing something hoochie mama-ish, maybe we do as a society need to say, look, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, and again, it's to protect them. Yeah, I know we should mind our own business, and I understand how parents will feel upset. But if you think somebody is going to be a target because of the way they're driving or walking around and dressed with their bare midriffs, with their nipples showing, wearing a T-shirt that's very revealing if there's air conditioning, all right, I think somebody should tell them. Why not? Yes, you always kind of get mad at the messenger, but why not? Now, is that bullying? Well, going into bullying, we have a study here looking at the health problems of kids who reported being bullied by a sibling. In this one particular study, they said 32% of children repeated being bullied by a sibling. I don't understand why that's not 100%. Okay? Kids bully each other all the time. I don't see why that's 100%. I would really love to see the families where it's only 32%. Now, in my family, I mean, my kids are always bickering, always fighting, calling themselves stupid, and I get on them. I punish both of them. I don't let them do that. But they bully each other. One makes fun of the other one's weight. The other makes fun of the little one's small body parts, and they just go back and forth all the time. And it's ridiculous. It's bullying. Okay? But they say the effects of mental health distress due to mild sibling bullying is more profound than we think, okay, and more profound between 1 month to 9 years old. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean we now have to stop bullying in the household? Well, I mean, parents usually, when they're around, Okay, I mean, my guess is parents, because they're sick of hearing the back and forth and the fighting and the bickering, they usually put a stop to it. I mean, I do. It's not so much the content. It's just I'm sick of them fighting and give each other crap. Very rarely I actually hear this content, and then, you know, I really put my foot down. But, you know, for the most part, we intervene and we do enough. But is sibling bullying, unfortunately, is that evolution's way of preparing us for the future? Okay? I mean, when you're out there in real life, you're going to get bullied. You're going to be bullied by your boss. You're going to be bullied by a coworker. You may even be bullied by a subordinate. You could be bullied by your spouse. Where do we get the training? Now, I don't like bullying. I think it's ridiculous that kids have been committing suicide because of bullying. And now bullying is more and more deadly because people are posting pictures and doctoring pictures up on the internet. And you have, you know, companies that could be raided online and bullied that way, and it could hurt business. Bullying is very costly. Bullying is very damaging. But trying to shield our kids and protect our kids without teaching them how to fight back could be just as dangerous. Now, I'm not saying I want bullying. By no means I don't. But are we teaching our kids to protect themselves? And if we are able to do away with bullying to the degree that we need to, how do we prepare our kids? Now, my kids go to a school, lucky for them, that is very anti-bullying. All right? One of the kids said something kind of rude to one of my kids, and he thought that was like an act of war. And I'm like, oh, that's nothing. I mean, compared to the way we had to deal with kids in school, getting beat up in the, I mean, it was ridiculous what we went through with school. And so nowadays, I mean, what I hear what my kids go through, yeah, I'm there for sympathy and whatever, but I'm like, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. You are going to a school with such a good anti-bullying policy, you know. I mean, if nobody's done this to you, this to you, this to you, this to you, like what happened to us, all right, let's just thank the Lord and move on, okay? But I see how sheltered these kids are. So sometimes you do need to let the kids fight a little bit. You know, one of my patients said that they let the younger kid, or no, what had happened was the younger boy kept messing with the older boy. And because the older boy knew he wasn't allowed to mess with the younger kid, he kept going to mom and dad, going, I don't know what to do. I'm not allowed to hit him. There's no hitting in the family, but he won't leave me alone. Well, the father told me that he said, look, okay, just once I'll let you push him. Just once. Maybe that'll scare the kid so he doesn't bully you again. Now, I'm not saying kids should do that, but from what I heard, it actually kind of worked. Not that I want kids pushing each other, especially a little one, but sometimes, you know, kids need to be able to flex their arm. 1-877, oh, you know what? Have a great rest of the day. Looks like we're done. See you tomorrow.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the
the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.